Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer section performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer section and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and it's entitled Perception versus Reality. This is Steve Rausch reading it today for Jim, and here's what Jim has to say about perception versus reality. The phrase, perception is reality, is often a cautionary warning as to how others might perceive what one is doing or how they look and so forth. I want to talk today about times when perception is not reality and how this might affect our actions. As my contemporaries and I have gotten older, I have noticed that we have become our parents. We often think the younger generation people are foolhardy, don't know what they are doing, and are impetuous. More interesting, we think that we are the first to discover this. This is not so. Our parents felt exactly the same way about the younger generation when we were the younger generation. They wept for our future. How could they possibly leave the world in our incompetent hands? Of course, that was not their choice. Time marches on, and the responsibility left their hands, however unwillingly they relinquished it, and it fell into ours, no matter how ill-prepared we were for it. This process repeats itself again and again. Yet, I find my contemporaries and myself marveling as if we'd have discovered something new. That the youth want to change the world now. Traditions and protocol be damned. How we have forgotten how it was said in our youth. Never trust anyone over 30? Our parents must have alternatively chuckled and shivered over that one. These are misconceptions caused by time and our place in time.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts in dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys. CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGMaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGMaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGMaintenance.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Physical location can cause misperceptions as well. We tend to view the world from where we live. Where we live is a tiny place on the globe, of which few of us are aware, but we don't see it that way. Modern communications, especially television and the internet, are helping us gain a broader perspective, but we still have a tendency to see the world from our own little vantage point. And the view from our vantage point may be distorted or largely incorrect. Business is another area in which perception may not be reality. If you become too engrossed in a single facility or a single niche in the world of business, you may think the world revolves around that point. I once made a career move, going from an operation where more than 200 people reported to me to an office with 8 people in it. I was shocked at how disorganized and mismanaged an office of 8 could be. Both facilities thought they were key to the daily revolutions of the earth and the changing of the seasons. They were not. For today, neither one of them no longer exists. Many high-profile people, either in business, politics, or entertainment, who get into trouble, do so due to misperceptions about themselves or others around them. Just look at some of the notorious cases of the last few years. These downfallen people had other problems, but a big share of responsibility for their downfall was their perception of themselves and others. The vast majority of the world's population has never heard of the place you live or knows what you do. You may live in a large and recognizable place, such as Manhattan or London or Beijing, but there is a level at some point, even in these places, where only Google Maps can find you. The rest of the world hasn't given you any thought. So what is the point? Be careful of your own feelings of importance, for, unfortunately, they do not travel well over long distances, sometimes not even over moderate or short distances. Also be careful of your views and your awareness of the actions of others. They may be more important to you than you realize. In fact, the most startling introductions sometimes are those you did not know existed who suddenly show up to change your life, such as a tax auditor who last week you didn't know was even alive and suddenly your most familiar acquaintance. Finally, be aware that prejudice is a function of distance. My observation is that the closer we are to someone else, the less prejudiced we become. Prejudice towards other people, regardless of reason, can be only successfully carried out at a distance. I am sure if you and any other individual on the face of the earth found yourselves equally equipped or stranded on a deserted island, you would be best friends within a week. When it comes to safety, perceptions play a key role. How many people interviewed after an accident started with, quote unquote, "I thought"? Such perceptions can be deadly. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.